I'm Steve Ember with the VOA Special English Health Report. States in the American Midwest are working to contain an outbreak of the mumps virus. Health workers are vaccinating college students and others who live or work close together. Mumps used to be common in the United States in babies, children, and young adults. In 1967, researchers developed a vaccine to prevent it. Mumps is usually not serious. There is a risk, however, that it can lead to problems like infection of the brain and hearing loss. In women, it can cause failed pregnancies. In men, it can cause testicular damage. Iowa is the state most affected by the outbreak. Since December, Iowa has reported more than 1,000 cases of mumps, either confirmed or suspected. Health officials say young adults 18 to 25 years old have had the highest number of cases in Iowa. This is the largest mumps outbreak in America in years. The United States has had an average of fewer than 300 cases yearly since 2001. Mumps generally causes high body temperature, headaches, muscle pain, and tiredness. It also causes painful swelling of salivary glands near the jawline, especially below the ears. People with mumps are sick generally for about a week or so. Many people get mild cases. Some infected people never even get sick. The virus spreads easily. That can happen when infected people sneeze, cough, kiss, or share food or drinks. People who touch surfaces with the virus on it can also get infected. Hand washing can help prevent the spread of mumps. There is no treatment. Most American children receive a combined vaccine to prevent mumps and two other diseases, measles and rubella. Experts at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the outbreak might have begun at a college, and it might have started with a traveler. Britain has been dealing with a mumps outbreak that has resulted in more than 60,000 cases. CDC officials note that the British cases have happened mostly in young adults who had only one injection of mumps vaccine or none at all. The experts say one vaccination should prevent about 8 out of 10 cases of mumps. Two should prevent about 9 out of 10. Young adults in the Midwest are being urged to find out if they had one or two vaccinations as children, or any at all. This VOA Special English Health Report was written by Cynthia Kirk. I'm Steve Ember.